This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Tuesday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect Aotearoa. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. And today we leave with news. Good news on the economic front is being viewed as bad for investors. First in the US, the widely watched ISM services PMI rose to record a healthy expansion and by more than expected. New orders and employment both improved in a clear sign the giant American economy doesn't seem to be heading for a slowdown yet. But to counter that enthusiasm, their internationally benchmarked market services PMI is recording a small contraction, something it's done for four straight months now. But supporting the ISM view, American factory orders rose in October and by more than expected, and rose at a much faster pace than they did in September. It was their biggest rise in more than 4 months, and they were up more than 11% than year-ago levels, so more than inflation is at play here. These improvements are confusing equity and bond markets. After last week's Powell guidance, markets had expected data to support the Fed's idea that the expansion pressures were waning and the central bank could ease back on their rate hikes. But this latest data is very expansionary and keeps the pressure on. The next Fed decision is due on December the 15th, New Zealand time. In Canada, they did expect a bounce back in housing consents issued in October, but it didn't arrive. The fall off was less than for September, but it was still a fall. In China, more big tier one cities are easing pandemic restrictions. There's clearly a revised approach to pandemic control underway there, and it comes as case numbers rise sharply. China faces only bad options, having missed some good options by dismissing Western vaccines. And those bad options are playing out in their economy. Their services sector recorded a terrible November PMI, much worse than the official view. And car dealers report that their inventory levels are sharply higher. Japan, however, is in a much better state, even if their minor service sector expansion disappeared in November. And India is in a better state still, with their services sector expanding at about the same pace as the US. In the EU, retail sales were slightly weaker than expected in October, their lowest in 10 months and dipping more than expected. Recession worries there are rising, and this data isn't helping. In Australia, they reported that company profits fell an unexpected 12% in the third quarter from the second quarter, missing market expectations of small growth, and following an upwardly revised 7.8% rise in the second quarter. This was the first decline in company profits since the fourth quarter of 2020, amid falling commodity prices. Inventories rose almost 8%. And Australia's service sector contracted again in November, reinforcing the overall dour business mood there. Their construction sector is also contracting, but less so in November than in October. Only their factory sector is showing any expansion there. And the Reserve Bank of Australia reviews its rates again today, and another 25 basis points rise is anticipated. They will next review again in February, when a further 25 basis points is likely too. So they will have raised rates by 50 basis points at least in between the RBNZ reviews. In February, the RBA will then be at 3.35% and closing the gap on the RBNZ's 4.25%. And the US Treasury 10-year yield starts today at 3.59% and up 10 basis points from this time yesterday. And the price of gold will open today at $1,772 and down $25 an ounce. And oil prices start today down a dollar from this time yesterday at $79 a barrel in the US, while international Brent price is now just on $84.50 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar will open today at 63.1 US cents and a full 1 cent lower than this time yesterday. Against the Australian dollar, we're a half a cent softer at 93.9 Australian cents, and against the euro, we're at 60.1 euro cents and down more than 0.75 cents. That means our trade weighted index starts today at 71.6 and back to where it was in the middle of last week. And the Bitcoin price is now at $17,036 and virtually unchanged from this time yesterday. Volatility over the past 24 hours has been modest, just on plus or minus 1.3%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.